Erevin, Perek Vov, Mishnah Vov. Here we have Mishnayis that are discussing who exactly is considered one, or how many people are considered one participant in the Erev. We all understand that if you have a bias, each bias has to contribute towards the Erev. The Erev is put into one of the batim. A bias doesn't mean one person. A bias could be a whole family living in one house. It's always that way. What happens if you have a bunch of people in some common area, they're loosely affiliated? At what point do they cease to be considered together and they become separate, that each one has to contribute to the Erev? And at what point do we consider them still together because they are living somewhat in a common area? And because of that, they could contribute one piece of bread for the Erev. That's the subject of the next few Mishnahs. Chomish chaburah sheshovsu b'trak min echod. There are five chaburahs. There are people that are affiliated with each other. Each one's a chaburah. Sheshovsu b'trak min echod. They're all in one. A traklin is a big hall, like a palace. All familiar with the Maimon Chazal. Haskin atzmucho b'proizdor. Eilam hazeh is a proizdor. B'chdei shetikones l'traklin. In order to go into the great banquet hall. So a big, wide open space is called a traklin. And you have, let's say, picture many people. Chveis, the picture that comes to mind is something like they're all en route to a destination. Picture on Ellis Island, on the way all the Yidden coming from Europe, coming into America, or maybe Eilu Regolim, and they have some type of shelter. And they're sheltering over Shabbos, over the weekend, in a big ulam. They're protected from the elements outside. But Lamaisa, between each group of people, there are different families, there are different groups. And theoretically, you can look at them all together because they're all in one big hall. But there are mechitzas for privacy, litzarchitz news. There are mechitzas separating each family, each group. Now, the reason why there's a machlokes that we're going to see over here, Beshama and Besil, is because we're talking about the families are not completely separated, they're somewhat separated. If they are mamish in different rooms, so then what does one have to do with the other? They're separate batim. The fact that you would give all of them the same address because the address on the front door is the same doesn't make a difference. You could have a chotzer with the same address. Different people with the same address, if they live in one apartment building, need Erev Chatzeris for the stairwell. The houses are the apartments are the batim, and the stairwell and the lobby is the chotzer. So you'll have the same thing over here by different groups of people, different family lives in one house. The reason why there's a machlokes b'sham is because we're talking about mechitzos that are separating. They're legal mechitzos in the sense that they are asar tvachim. In lomdus, the mechitzos of asar tvachim is oilad l'rakia, which is halacha we had in the very first perek of Maseches Erevin. But over here, since they're all be'etzim in one place, so even though the mechitza does not go all the way up, you could, in the halacha of Eruv Chatzeres, the halachas of the mechitza is not always consistent with the regular halachos and mechitzas. They're different gedorim because you're dealing with hekerim and a din derabbanon. So b'shamay oimrim, when we're talking about a mechitza, the way the Gemara explains, a mechitza that comes from the floor, and there's partitions, but it's not a separate room. There are partitions, but they don't go all the way up. Eruv l'chol chabur v'chabur. They consider each family is considered a separate chabura. Each group of people behind each mechitza needs its own contribution to the joint Eruv that's made together with the other residents. We're talking over here where there's this big traklin, opens up to a chotzer. There are other batim that also open up to the chotzer. Each chabura over here that's behind each mechitza needs its own contribution to the Eruv. Eruv echad l'kulon, since they're all in one big hall, the partitions don't go all the way up. They're not considered what the Gemara calls derech chadorim v'aliyos, which would mean mamish separate rooms, literally in separate rooms, because the mechitzos completely divide the two. That's not the case. So over here, since they're not completely divided, even though it's a mechitzah v'asar tvachim, erev echad l'kula. Umoidim, bizman shemiktsoson shruim b'chadorim oy v'aliyos, the way we just explained from the Gemara, this chadorim oy v'aliyos don't mean an upstairs or a downstairs. Normally, aliyah would mean an attic. Chadar would mean a different floor. That's not what it means over here. It means mechitzos that are completely dividing the two spaces. If that's the case, then of course everybody's moida shein tzrichin eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. We're going to see in Yetz Hashem and Mishnah Zayin that there are a few more tenoim over here, but since those tenoim are delineated in Mishnah Zayin, we'll learn it in Mishnah Zayin and we'll refer back to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'achin hashutofim sho'yo'ichlin al shulchan aviyem v'yishenim b'boteim. We're talking over here about a bunch of family members, Shevis Achim Yam Yacha. They all live in one familial setting. They live in a joint chotzer. It's the case of many families, Bimei Chazal. They live in one chotzer with batim surrounding the chatzeres. Each one, each family, each brother, there's a grandfather, let's say, grandparents live in one house. There are siblings and there are grandchildren. Even each family eats and sleeps in their own house. The Gemara has a discussion about this. What's the ikar makom that defines your place in terms of dira of eruv chatzeres? Mokum lina or mokum pito, the place where you sleep or the place where you eat. The Gemara comes out, mokum pito. If they all have a communal dining room, then they're all considered living together. We're talking over here about where each family eats and sleeps on their own, but they are shutofim. What's the shutvis? Each one of them, they're not living in a communal, it's not a bungalow colony, not a bungalow colony, a camp. With one dining room where they're all eating together, that would obviate the need for Eruv Chatzeres, by the way. In the case that we're discussing, since they all eat and sleep in their own places, they're better not living together. But this is what the Gemara calls their Mekablim Pras Me'avim. They all live off they all get their food from the main dining room, so to speak. They're getting the food from their father. Again, we paskin, the Gemara brings Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav, Mokim, Pito, Goram, so Memela, Be'etzim, each one separate, but since they're getting their bread, they're getting their food from the father's house, by the way, it doesn't only have to be the food, it doesn't have to be, let's say that all the food is cooked in a main kitchen, and it's brought to the different houses. It's even if they're supported, which is why we call them shutafim, they're supported by, they're all being supported by their parents. It's a kail of families, and they're all being supported by the father's, on the father's bill. Hey, yois, there's a tzad over here that they're mishutaf. V'mel v'haloch is tzvich and erev l'chol echad v'echad. Mishnah has to speak out. At the end of the day, since they're eating and sleeping separately, each one's considered separate, even though Be'etzin is a certain togetherness. Of course, this is only, like we said, because each one's eating and sleeping separate. If you'd have, let's say, a hotel or a camp where everybody's eating in the same main dining room, the Makom Pita, of course, there's no Makom Mimichalik them. They're all eating together. It's one Makom. They're not considered separate Batim. Lefikok, the Mishnah speaks out of Lefikok. Therefore, Im Shochach Echem Emleiv, one of them not, since each one of them is separate because of the eating and sleeping separate, so then whoever forgets asks up all the members of the chotzer, and therefore, like the regular din of one of the bnei chotzer that didn't wasn't mishtatav in the eruv chatzeres, he has to be mevatel shusha. Why the Mishnah has to speak it out over here? That's the regular din. There would be a havamina there over here. It would be better. Maybe it's only lechet chilish b'marv. Betzim, they do have a shaychis, mashen can regular batim. One of the residents of the chotzer has nothing to do with the other over here. They do have shaychis. The dosh state that over here, the din, they have to be mevatel l'rishus, and it's as li kuva as we have at the beginning of the perek. Emosai, bizman shema lichan eruvim b'mokam acher. Here we're learning a clause in Mechlal this whole din. This is negeh also to Mishnah Vav. When do we say that people that are somewhat together, but they're quasi-separated, are considered each one a separate unit, like we had like by the Mechitzes in the Traklan and Mishnah Vav, or over here when they're all Yoishvin, they're all supported, Al Shulchan Avim, only if the Eruv, the actual Eruv, is placed, has to be placed in one person's house, it was placed in somebody else's house. That means that there's all the brothers over here, They're all Samachal Shulchan Aviyim. There are other members of the Chotzer that are not from this family, and the Eruv was placed by somebody else. So they're Mishtatvim the Eruv, but the Eruv is not by them. So then we say that each family over here is separate, or the Mechitzis and Mishnevav that divide them, each Chabura is separate. Avol, Imho, Yo Eruv Bo Etzlon, if their, one of their homes was the place where the Eruv was placed, Oishieni Moim Diyur Bechotzer, or there is nobody else. Ain't Svichan Larav, there's no need to make an Eruv. Point being, if the only residents of this Chotzer are these siblings, so then, of course, they are considered one unit. They're only considered not one unit in a relative way. That means the chotzer be'etzem is mechuyev. It's a machon that was chalon in a chiyev eruv chatzeros. So now we look at them as not being mishtatif in the eruv together because they do have be'etzem a separateness that each one eats separate. Or in Mishnah Vav, each one, even though they're living in the same building, they're divided by mechitzos, each one has to contribute to the Eruv separately. But you want to know, was the Choyvas Eruv Chal on members of a Traklin who are living only separated by Mechitzas? No. Is the Choyvas Eruv Chal on siblings that are Mishutofin al Shulchan Aviyim and they are the Chotzer? No. So Bechiyai Gavna, neither one of these two cases, either way the Eruv was by one of them. So that's the Mokum Eruv, and it's considered a Mokum Mishutof for all the families. Or where there's nobody else in the middle, the chalois chiyav erev was never chal, the chiyav gadna, there's no need for them to be mishtatav in erev, or there's no need for an erev at all.